News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Ireland is sleepwalking into the legalisation of cannabis. That is according to doctors who have set up a new group to campaign against the liberalisation of our cannabis laws. Should we be more cautious? To debate this, we're joined by one of the signatories, Dr. Bobby Smith, a child psychiatrist and addiction specialist, and Dr. Garrett McGovern, GP specialising in alcohol and substance abuse at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Bobby, I might start with you first. What prompted you guys to write this letter? What's your concern?
I suppose two concerns, really, Shane. One is at the coalface, in terms of our work, we're seeing increased harm related to cannabis use, particularly those of us working with adolescents. Cannabis is now the dominant substance driving referrals and attendance at the adolescent addiction services, not just in Dublin, but nationally. And it's causing the devastation to young people's lives that I wouldn't have imagined possible when I started in this area of work 16 years ago. It's changed dramatically as a drug during that period. So there's that piece of evidence. And then there's just sort of a growing complacency amongst the public, amongst politicians, who seem to have been bombarded with positive news about cannabis, while all this negative information regarding its potential to cause addiction, to cause psychosis, to cause cognitive impairment, particularly in adolescents, has been ignored and glossed over. And we're trying to get the conversation back one or two steps, back to focus on the harms.
Okay, Garrett McGovern, do you agree with Bobby?
Well, Bobby works with adolescents. I work with the adult population. I have to say, I'm not seeing the increased numbers presenting for treatment for cannabis. I do treat cannabis problems, but I have to say that in terms of the pantheon of drugs, it's well down in terms of harms. I don't think cannabis is harmless, but I would make the point that Bobby's talking about a drug that, as it stands, is harmful in an era of prohibition. We don't have legalization. We don't even have decriminalization. So we're talking about a drug that's causing harm in a prohibited environment. I think it's time now, high time, that we regulated that drug, able to give people safety advice, know what dose they're taking. And I think that the article that I read today in the media is using phrases like sleepwalking is not helpful, and to me really amounts to scaremongering.
Okay, Bobby Smith, are you scaremongering? Cannabis is well down the pantheon of drugs?
Well, if you look at the data and the report from the National Drug Treatment Reporting System of the Health Research Board, just published a month ago, cannabis is the most common of the illegal drugs driving referrals to addiction services nationally in all age ranges. In people, young adults under the age of 25, it's actually there's more cannabis-related referrals to addiction services than there are alcohol-related referrals. So I'm not sure who's attending Garrett's services, but if his experience is that cannabis addiction hasn't increased, it's at variance with the national data. There's also the general population survey that was reported on there just last year, which indicates that one in every 30 young adults in Ireland is cannabis dependent, and that's a trebling in the proportion that was reported in the 2011 report. And that's 45,000 young adults dependent on this drug. It's causing very significant levels of harm. Cannabis is the main drug driving referrals into our psychiatric hospitals as well. And the number of cannabis-related psychiatric admissions has increased by 150% in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Garrett, your experience seems to be at variance with the national experience.
Well, I'm not sure it's a variance with the national experience. I have to reiterate this, that Bobby is describing a drug that he believes is causing a lot of harm in an era of prohibition. If that is the case, we need to be able to try and regulate this drug. I think Bobby is linking increased harm with legalization. We don't have legalization. We don't even have criminalization. So if the harm is significant, we need to regulate the drug.
Okay, let's put that back to Bobby. We don't have legalization. The problem is existing. Despite that, we need to regulate it.
I suppose we had a huge heroin problem back in the 1990s in Dublin, and we didn't choose to regulate that drug. We chose to tackle it head on by acknowledging the harms it was causing. And certainly in the young adult population and the adolescent age range, we've had a staggering success in doing so. Cannabis use was actually in decline from the 1990s up until 2011, which is around the time when these discussions about liberalising policy started. And the experience, unfortunately, of countries and states in the United States that have legalised and liberalised policies, they are the ones with the highest rates of use, the highest rates of dependence and the highest rates of harm.
You're normalising. Is that the problem?
Yeah, well, yes, you do normalise, which draws more people in. Now, to be clear, some people who use cannabis, maybe even the majority who use it, it causes them little or no harm. But it's a significant subset, somewhere between 10-20% or so, will run into significant difficulty. So the more people who embark down the path of use means the more people that will end up running into health-related problems.
All right, Garrett, last word to you.
Just in relation to the heroin issue, I mean, maybe we should have regulated heroin. Heroin has been medicalized in a number of countries, Switzerland, Australia, and Holland. To try and reach out to very, very, very difficult heroin users. So we didn't choose to regulate it or medicalize it, but we could have done. Regulation causes less harm. If you made alcohol illegal tomorrow, this country would fall apart at the seams.
Okay, we will leave it there. Fascinating discussion. Dr. Bobby Smith, child psychiatrist and addiction specialist, and Dr. Garrett McGovern, GP specialising in alcohol and substance abuse at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum.